Indians seem to take no thought of time. Seeing the Indians' way of life, I am inclined to wonder if they can understand the meaning of the proverb, "Time is money." Their lives seem to be moving slowly, unconscious of time. I once went to the ticket counter of an airline company in New Delhi in order to buy a ticket to Bombay. Though people were waiting for their turn in several long lines, they seemed not to mind being kept waiting a long time. In the meantime, the young female clerks were attending to their duties leisurely, with their beautiful saris waving gracefully, regardless of the lines of people. It took me nearly 3 hours to reserve just one ticket. Soon after that, I found it was the same with the telegraph service at the Telegraph and Telephone Corporation. I wanted an Indian friend in Bombay to come and meet me at the airport, so I had a telegram sent to him. But gazing at the clerk, slowly attending to his business, I began to fear that it might not get to my friend during that day. My fear came true. I could not find my friend when I reached the Bombay airport the next night. Finally, I managed to find my way to his place, only to hear that the telegram had not yet been delivered. I was puzzled that my friend didn't look surprised in the least. The telegram was delivered the next afternoon. That is, 2 whole days after I had sent it. From the viewpoint of the Japanese, who are rushing all the time, Indian life seems inconvenient. But it is very interesting to notice that they don't feel it is inconvenient at all. We force our doings into the frame of time, always being chased by various engagements or businesses, while Indian life seems to go on leisurely with the slow passage of time. What a big contrast on this same earth.